Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. What's your story, Eddie?
Scientists have found a long-lost continent. So 155 million years ago.
Oh, my God.
This is Eddie, around...
What? You bring the boringest stories every week.
This is around Pangea. The whole theory of Pangea.
Pangea is one big continent.
Right. Yeah. So when all the continents were shifting, there was a continent right off of Australia that said they were supposed. It was supposed to be there. That's why Australia exists, because of that continent, and they never found it. Well, just like 2 weeks ago, scientists found this continent because of seismographs. They found it. It exists. It's
ocean
right
floor?
There. Ocean floor. It's below the Earth crust. So they see kind of like a little mound, and they did these seismograph things, and they can see where the continent actually exists.
I am so bored and so lost.
Does
and
he
no
always
cares.
Bring... I don't know that that's his thing.
Everything he brings... Oh, they found a rock in space from 100 million years ago. Am I right, Mike, or am I right? He brings crap.
Crap? This is science.
That's interesting to me-ish.
Okay, where is it, Bobby?
Off Australia. It used to be Pangea. Boom. The theory was they were all together in a
But where is it now?
Under the crust outside of Australia.
But he nailed it.
I listen.
But it's so boring.
Yeah.
I think, dude, I read that and I was fascinated.
3,000-mile-wide lost continent.
That's crazy. There's a whole civilization on there, I bet.
Can we buy real estate there? Like, they sell it already?
Under the Earth's surface. I don't know.
All right, Lunchbox, do something entertaining.
I'm going to do something entertaining. I just want to say Halloween, amazing. They got the best costumes from the week, and we got Hailey Bieber dressing up like the scene in Scream when she's in the bra and underwear. So hot. And then the Jenner sisters, woo, look at this. Kylie Jenner as naughty, while Kendall Jenner is nice. Oh, my goodness.
Are you just talking about...
What?
Look at this. They did a whole article on it.
No, is this your story?
Yeah, they did.
Talking about...
They did an article...
Celebrities you think are hot in their costumes?
Yeah, they did an article on best Halloween costumes, and this was my favorite article. Christina Aguilera, I mean, looking like hot as Cher. Yeah. Looks good too.
Okay, this is a visual thing.
It's visual. All right.
Okay, Amy, what is your story?
In case you're going to any birthday parties this weekend, you may want to avoid the cake if they blow out the candles. Because I feel like
I tell you,
I feel like when COVID was at its. Well, right when we got back to normal-ish after COVID, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to blow out candles on a cake again. But I think we're back to that. And I saw this article that said it's 1,400% increase in bacteria when someone blows out
putting spit
the candles.
All over the cake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what researchers are saying to do is have a little mini cupcake with the candle for the birthday person, and they blow that out instead of all over.
Or just cut the cake first. And put the candle in that person's cake and blow it.
Or that.
Interesting.
Don't blow it over the whole cake. Especially, that's all you're doing is blowing spit everywhere.
You've been saying this for years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. I think
I used to wear masks before masks were a thing.
Right. Back.
I get on a plane and be like, look at me, I'm wearing a mask. Don't sit here. People be like, what disease do you have? Finally, a police officer in North Carolina has spent 35 days in the hospital with a frisbee-sized hole on his butt caused by a flesh-eating bacteria known as necrotizing fasciitis.
What?
He has undergone 7 surgeries, will most likely need skin grafts in the future.
Gosh.
He, yeah.
We're just like, any of us are one meal away or one dip in the ocean away from...
So his flesh-eating bacterial infection came from an injury whenever he fell, and then he was unconscious, and so he fell and I like cut him, and it was infected, and I don't know how...
Or that, one fall
was
away.
It just there on the rock and he hits the rock? I don't know.
Or it could have been on his skin somehow and then it...
And how quick does the bacteria eat the flesh? Like, it's not fast,
he's
gone
7 surgeries. It's frisbee size. The hole's frisbee size.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it had to start with like an inch and then
probably
2 inches.
When you had MRSA?
MRSA.
Like, how did that start?
It had like a pimple on my leg and then within 3 days, it was the size of like, I don't know, what, a sand dollar? A big old sand dollar.
And then people in the Duke Hospital were coming to look at Eddie... Because he was like the example of what not to do.
Yeah, and they said that I was resistant to, I don't know, 15 antibiotics. So they had to find the right one to actually cure it.
Hey, big dog. Strong.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. That's like your flex.
Hey, yeah. I was resistant.
How many how many antibiotics are you resistant to?
12.
That ain't nothing. Cody Johnson coming up in a little bit. If you got a chance. Thank you guys for being here. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My mom has always decorated her house from the top to the bottom every Christmas. Over the years, she has collected a ridiculous amount of Christmas decorations. When I was a kid, it was cool that our house was always so festive. But as my parents have gotten older, my mom has leaned on me more each year to help get all the decorations out. And put them all up and then put them all away. The last couple of years, the job has become 100% on me and it is no longer fun. Now, it's just an extra job that I have to do. It stinks. I know I'll miss this when she's not around anymore, but I only have so much time. How can I convince her that we should scale back to decorating without upsetting or disappointing her? Signed, Kid of a Christmas Fanatic. To me, it sounds like your mom is getting older. And unless it's keeping you from doing something that you really need to do, you just need to do it.
Yep.
Because you're going to be sad you didn't when she's not around anymore. You're going to be like, I wish I wouldn't have emailed the radio show being kind of... But we're going to tell you, we think you should keep doing it.
It's hard though, man. My grandpa was into Christmas and he always needed us our help. And we'd have to go over there and he'd make us measure like 2 inches in between each stake when we're putting the lights in the ground. And one time I'm in the shed and I'm just complaining the whole time. And my cousin's supposed to be on lookout. And my grandpa walks up and goes, fine, if you guys don't want to be here, you can leave. And I'm like, man, and it's still to this day.
See?
I feel guilty that I should have just enjoyed the moment, though it was so tedious and so hard. So, yes, just shut up and do it. When they're dead, like my grandparents are, you're going to miss those Christmas decorating days.
Yeah. I mean, this is the time that you get. I would look at it as you get to do this right now.
And you could take somebody to do it with you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have
make
a kid,
it a thing.
You have a husband, wife, whatever.
That's true.
Just be, not make it a thing. Just be like, please help me so I can get out of here quicker. But you should do it. That's all we're going to say.
Oh, I meant make it a thing with her, like of asking questions, talking.
They'll know. You're tricking them.
Okay.
Yeah. But still do it.
Do it.
Do it. Because like Lunchbox just said, as he had a tear in his eye.
He did?
Yeah, and then like my cousin just really let me down by he's supposed to be on lookout.
Terrible.
Let Grandpa walk up on us. Oh, man.
Turned on you,
awful.
Man.
Terrible. All right, there you go. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for us to tell you stuff maybe you didn't know. Heck, we didn't know it until we started searching for what are fun facts. Here's one that didn't make the cut. Yoga was banned in Alabama public schools for nearly 30 years because they thought people would be converting to Hinduism.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Just by doing yoga.
Yeah, they're scared of that.
Doing stretching. Yeah. About that. So, there you go. All right, let's get to some fun stuff. Go.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right, I'll go first. The phrase blowing smoke up your blank.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where that comes from?
No.
It comes from doctors. They used to give tobacco enemas to drowning victims to resuscitate them.
Really?
Up there.
Whose idea was that? You know, to begin with.
1700s, I don't know.
Oh, but it was probably through like a syringe. It wasn't like someone blowing like...
No, yeah, of course it was probably a hose.
A tobacco enema.
Okay, but they were like...
Yeah, couldn't smoke. Yeah, Amy, what you got?
Did you know snakes can predict earthquakes?
That makes sense. Maybe they feel something at a more sensitive level than we do.
Yeah. These slithery creatures can sense an upcoming earthquake from a staggering 75 miles away and up to 5 whole days before it even happens.
That's crazy.
You start seeing snakes running down the road.
You know what's up.
Out of here, man.
Yep.
Lunchbox?
Between 7 and 10% of men suffer from shy bladder syndrome, also known as tinkle terror or pee anxiety, where they have difficulty urinating with others around.
Dang. I had to pick one of those. Y'all, I think I would go with... I'm not doing the tickle terrors.
I like that.
Tinkle terror.
Yeah, I would just go with urine anxiety, urination anxiety.
You guys have that, like, around other people?
No. I could pee right here.
Yeah, I don't.
I could just go right now.
Anywhere.
Yeah, easy. Eddie?
The most common password is 123456, according to research. Mm-hmm. Other common passwords are I love you, sunshine, and just the word password. Come on,
yeah,
guys.
A lot of password. But now a lot of places make you do a capital. You have to have letters, numbers, and symbols.
Yeah.
So you can't do 123456 anymore.
But then don't you just change a letter to a symbol that kind of looks like the letter?
Then you do Eddie 123456 colon.
Right. Exactly.
All right, Morgan.
152 people in the United States are named LOL. It is their legal birth name, and most of them live in Wyoming.
So it must be like LOL.
LOL?
LOL?
Like that
LOL.
Must be like a family name.
LOL.
Like LOL. LOL.
Hey, LOL.
LOL.
LOL. LOL.
Hey, will you get LOL over here? I need him for help real quick.
What for?
I need help him build a fence.
Oh.
LOL.
Fun Fact Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Panfilo is a dog, and he lives in Maryland with his owner. His owner's a truck driver, and they drive all across the country, and they were driving through Santa Fe one day. Panfilo gets lost.
What's the dog's name? Panfilo?
Panfilo.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it might be a Spanish word. I didn't know. Okay, got it. So, okay, Panfilo's in the truck.
They're at a truck stop. Panfilo gets loose. The owner loses her. She can't find Panfilo. What's going on?
The name Panfilo is throwing me off.
That's
here.
That's why I like saying it.
Okay, go ahead.
And so the truck driver's like, what do I do? But she's got to take the load. So she drops off the load wherever the destination was. In the meantime, she's looking online. Oh, my gosh. Where can Panfilo be? She eventually finds Panfilo 7 days later at a Santa Fe Humane Society.
Wow. Somebody found her, turned her in.
At that point, truck driver's already back in Maryland. So she flies all the way to Santa Fe to pick up her dog.
I'm watching her.
Panfilo.
Yeah.
So do you want to know two things? One, I'm watching her pick up her dog, and her dog definitely recognizes her and is like, holy crap, I'm safe. Number two, Panfilo de Navarez was a Spanish conquistador and a soldier in the Americas.
Well, there you go.
I thought it might be Spanish.
Panfilo.
I wonder why she liked him so much. He came to participate in the conquest of Cuba and led an expedition. I don't know. Maybe she's into sailors. That's a hard name to say to Panfilo. You'd be like Panny or Pan. I wouldn't call it Panny. That's weird.
For short.
Panny. It sounds like panties.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like when any of y'all say panties.
Well, what about if I say panty as in Panfilo?
That's fine.
It's just short for Panfilo, Amy.
Panfilo.
Yeah.
Panfilo. Congratulations, Panfilo. You're back home. That's awesome. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for... Well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go, you're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you always, like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Easy trivia. It's the easiest trivia game you ever heard in your whole life. Lunchbox is the defending champion. He has the tiara. This guy, living life.
I am, man.
The Tom Brady of trivia. Wow.
Feels good.
The category is colors of fictional characters. Lunchbox, what color is SpongeBob?
Yellow.
Eddie, what color is Elmo?
Elmo's red.
Correct. The Hulk, Morgan.
He's green.
Good. Tigger, Amy.
Tigger is like orange?
Correct. Orange, okay. Or orange or black?
Orange or black, I guess.
Okay, so you guys ready to go? Yes. If you miss a question now, you'll be eliminated with this sound.
You've been boned.
Ready?
Ready.
By the way, Eddie has 1 point. This season, nobody else has anything, but Lunchbox is the champ. The category is 90s country.
Why do you do this?
Which country music legend recorded the album Rope in the Wind in 1991?
I believe Eddie says this all the time, so I'm going to go Garth Brooks.
Correct. Yeah. Amy, what's the name of the female country singer in 1996 that had a major hit with Strawberry Wine?
It's Eddie, but yeah.
Who did I say?
You said me, Amy? But go ahead, Eddie.
I'll answer
Eddie,
that.
Go ahead, sorry.
That's Dina Carter.
Sorry. Correct. I was just ready for Amy.
I know.
I get it, sorry. Morgan, who released the album The Woman in Me in 1995?
Shania Twain.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the country singer who released the song Don't Take the Girl in 1994?
Tim McGraw.
Correct. Good job, everybody. The next category is the body.
Mm. Hey, you're good at that.
I'm good at the women's body.
Oh, gosh.
Lunchbox, what are the two holes of the nose called?
Nostrils.
Correct.
I mean.
Eddie, which organ covers the entire body and protects it?
That's the skin.
Correct. Morgan, which organ helps pump blood through the entire body?
The heart.
Correct. Amy, what... And where does our food collect after we chew and swallow it? What's it called? And it's where our food collects after we chew it and swallow it.
It goes to this. I feel like there's a couple places it could go, but it goes down into the stomach.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
The category is science. No one has been eliminated yet. Lunchbox. What is the boiling point of water in Celsius?
I don't know the difference.
Oh, Celsius.
That's crazy, dude.
What the?
I don't know which one. Son of a gun.
That's your answer?
What is the boiling point of water in Celsius?
100 degrees Celsius. What's the difference? Which one's higher? Which one's lower? Fahrenheit or Celsius? We'll throw a stab out there. We'll keep it 100.
Correct.
What? You serious? Son
what?
Of a gun.
How did you get that?
Yeah, how did you do that?
What? I just threw out the...
Eddie, what's the name for an educated guess that will happen in an experiment? What's the name for an educated guess about what will happen inside of an experiment?
Well, there is the hypothesis, the theory. I don't know what the difference is, though. I'm going to go with hypothesis.
Correct.
Oh. That was crazy.
Morgan, what part of the plant conducts photosynthesis? The category is science. The question is, what part of the leaf? Oh, I'm an idiot. Morgan, you get a free answer.
I was about to say leaf. I just needed to think about it. I really was.
And host malfunction.
Glitch.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Good job, Morgan. You would have guessed leaf. I know. I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think she probably been like, is it leaf or stem?
Hey, are you being a hater right now? Amy being a hater? You don't even need a card, but you need a hater card so everybody can realize. Because I was like, Amy, you guys are so mean to her. But she sits back and goes, pew, 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 pew.
Hey, I love Morgan, but...
We all love each other.
Right. But
no, right. Yeah.
I knew Morgan was going to get it. There was no doubt.
Amy, what...
Shut up.
What pigment gives leaves its green color?
What pigment
gives leaves its green color?
This is not... Do you want to accidentally say the answer?
Yellow card. Oh,
what?
Man. Wow.
Pigment. You've now been given a yellow card.
Wow, Amy.
Morgan, what? You want to say something to her?
Pigment.
Put it down.
I'm okay. Gives leaf its color. What pigment? Good gosh. What do you mean, what pigment?
You've been
the green
boned.
One.
Sorry.
What is it?
Would you guys have known that?
Chlorophyll?
Correct.
No idea. I don't even understand the question.
Amy, you've been boned. And you've been rude. So you just sit over there and stew on that. You really hurt me. Okay. Moving on. Animals. Lunchbox. What two groups of animals have scales? What two groups of animals have scales?
Reptiles and fish.
Correct. Good answer.
Wow.
Fish.
Reptiles have been the hard one for me.
That was the hard one for me. Yeah. I had crazy. Fish right away. But
great job, dude.
Wow,
dude.
I couldn't think what they're called.
That's why you're the champ.
Wow, you are the dude.
Celsius
wow. Heck yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
so smart.
Give him a medal. Okay, Eddie.
Yeah.
Animals. Tiger, bull, and nurse are different species of what sea predator?
Sharks.
Correct. Morgan, what's the collective name for a group of lions?
A pack.
Correct. Okay, we have to take a break.
I thought it was a pride.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to give her that one, too, for free.
You've been booed.
Maybe you're right, Amy.
Okay, you know.
Yellow card for Freddie.
Listen, whoa. I'll take my loss, okay? I voted
in
a leaf.
Early in the morning, everybody. I just saw pee and I quit reading.
Oh, kind of fishy, man.
It is fishy. I agree.
No, that was
yellow
answer.
Card. Yellow card and yellow card.
Okay. Hey, I stand by that.
Morgan, you're out.
There would have been.
Okay, we'll come back. Hold on. Lunchbox and Eddie, battle it out. We'll be back. And we're down to two in easy trivia. Easiest trivia game ever. I mean, Lunchbox is in the finals of this round again. This guy's been killing it.
Yeah.
He's the champ.
Hey, best of luck, man.
Hey, good luck.
Nah, get out of here.
Psych. He just did the whole fake the handshake.
I liked it. That was funny. The category is numbers.
Ooh, I'm number one.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
How many faces does a cube have?
A cube. Oh, it's six. Because it's a dice.
Boom, correct.
Oh, man. I almost said eight.
Look at this guy go.
He's so smart.
Somebody call up Disney. Let's get a movie going. This guy's
defied
all odds. Yes. Eddie, how many sides does a heptagon have? Heptagon, H-E-P-T-A-G-O-N, heptagon.
Heptagon. Octagon. Sextagon.
Interesting agon there.
Hmm? There's one. That's one, for sure.
My favorite one.
What is it, hepta?
H-E-P-T-A-gon.
Man, I could get this wrong right here. I'm going to go with 10.
That's wrong.
Amy's such a hater today.
Amy, what's wrong with you today?
Such a hater today.
Wow!
Oh, it's hilarious.
What is it?
I just want to point it's a seven. I just want to point out to our listeners that she's like us.
Yes.
She's not some angelic. She's not. She's just like us. And everybody's like, Amy's so sweet. Yeah, she is, but she also gives us crap too.
I feel like over time, I mean, a little bit, what's the word?
Yeah, I don't know.
Screwed over when it comes to easy trivia.
Well, that's definitely a word.
So I'm getting it's two words. Bit, I'm getting a little bit feisty.
Well, yeah, that's kind of mean though, and you hurt my feelings.
Time. Heptagon, Eddie, you lose.
She didn't have to laugh at me.
Guess who wins? Here's Matt from New Mexico.
This is corny for Amy. What do you call a whale without underwear? A free willy. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
That's actually
is that after
good.
Dark?
No,
it's borderline, but no, it's not.
I have a borderline after dark one.
No, I don't trust your borderline, though.
Okay.
You've been holding on to this one for a couple of days.
Yeah, because we have to beep her sometimes when she's borderline. One time she spelled the F word on the air. She, okay. Instead of saying it, she spelled it. And you can't do that. Okay, here is Elizabeth from Boston.
I'm a bit behind on the podcast, but I promise I'm catching up. I just wanted to say two things. One, Amy has the most amazing voice, even for commercials. I've never had someone sell me so hard on mayonnaise. Two, the Turnpike Troubadours are incredible, and I can't stop listening. You all are the best, and I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Thanks for being you. Love the show. Been listening forever.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. That's awesome. Just hold the corny for now.
The after
it's
dark
too
one?
Close to the holidays to get kicked off the air.
Let's wait a little bit.
Until next year. Okay, let's start the year.
I mean, this is like, it's like cute after dark.
There's no such thing as
no,
a
cute. There is.
Oh.
You'll see.
We'll see. No, I won't see. Not today. Thank you, though.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
What are your thoughts on trophies?
Well, I like them, and I like it when I get them, and I don't think I should get them if I don't deserve them, but I think there is, at some age, it's a cool if you're a young kid and you kind of get a taste of, if you do play well, you get this.
Well, I asked because Shaquille O'Neal's dad did something interesting to him. He programmed Shaq to not get excited about victories. After winning a championship trophy, his dad made him hand over the trophy and he looked at him and he said, "Now go get another one." And there,
doesn't
he didn't
sound healthy.
And so,
not good enough.
Shaq's dad was a military guy too.
Yeah.
There's, oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's participation type trophies. I still have my trophies from when I was a child. They're special to me. But then, like, as adults, we've gotten trophies at work and I don't sometimes know really what to do with them or where to have them. I just didn't know where you have.
Yeah, I used some of my old trophies to hold plants, stuff in the ground.
Wait, what?
They're sharp on top, so I would, like, use them to stick. It doesn't matter.
I mean, we use one here for a weight on the microphone.
I know. It's some of the trophies are very important to me. Some just aren't. I'm like Shaq's dad. Go get another one. That's why I know it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods was, I think, 11, and his mom made him donate 150 trophies. He already won.
That's crazy.
What?
At 11.
That's terrible,
because he was getting so many. It's filling up the house.
Well, where do you donate them? Like
trophies. Or us.
Or Goodwill. You just go to Goodwill.
How about if you find one of those at Goodwill, at Tiger Woods?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
I don't even mind participation trophies up to like age 5 or 6. Because I think it's fun for kids. But when it turns from fun to we're going to celebrate what you did, although you didn't do anything, that's when it gets a little weird. Because then we just have it built in. We should always get a trophy or rewarded.
True.
All right, what else?
So the internet claims washing your hair with beer can make it softer, thicker, and shinier. Some experts are saying...
Beer stinks to me.
Yeah. It does smell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Experts are saying alcohol might dry it out a little too much, but if you want to try it, you have to let the beer go flat first. You've got to open it, let it go flat.
Coors Light, do this study?
Oh, yeah.
Because the carbon dioxide in the bubbles isn't good for your hair, but you wash and condition your hair like normal. The beer is just an extra step. You massage it into your scalp, leave it in for a few minutes, and, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, and then rinse it out.
Gotta be 21 to wash your hair, though. Also, don't you think anybody that's washing their hair with beer is also drinking the beer in the shower?
Yeah.
Who does shower beer here?
Done it. Oh, Morgan? What?
I have. Like, in college, we always had them. Sometimes it was shower wine. Sometimes it was shower beer.
Wow.
Shower shot. You never know.
Shower shot.
Did you take a shot while you're taking a shower?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was part of the pregame. It was just kind of part of all of it.
By yourself?
Yeah, you're getting ready.
Oh, somebody would hand it to me, like one of the girlfriends that lived with me.
What age does the pregaming sort of stop?
Never.
I continued it into my early 20s.
I feel like it has to eventually, because then it's you don't make it out. You don't laugh. Like, so it's
you don't
not
get
the
to
same.
The postgame.
Right. Yeah. You don't you or can't even really the pregame. Yeah. Morgan Wallen was talking about how he's grateful for his connection to his fans.
I feel very in control creatively and very comfortable with what I'm doing and with my fans. I don't know. I feel like they understand me. I don't really have to do anything different than what I would normally do. I feel very relaxed in that sense. You know, I don't have to wear many hats. I just kind of have one hat that I wear and they get that. And so that part is really, really easy for me. You know, I feel at home in.
Yeah, he's trying to navigate all the success.
Aren't we all? All our trophies.
His supporters, his fans, that's where he feels safe. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Alexandria Cowherd was working at the Wendy's drive-thru in Kentucky. She's like, welcome to Wendy's. Can I get your order? And she looks out the parking lot and she sees someone in distress. She goes, hold on, I can't take your order right now. She thinks about it. She's like, I got to go do something. She's 22 years old, training in nursing for a career. Goes outside. The guy's choking.
Choking on the food?
Yeah. And he's in cardiac arrest. So she starts doing CPR.
That just escalated from choking to cardiac arrest.
Wow. Are they different?
Yeah.
Choking's when you got something on your throat and you can't breathe. Cardiac arrest is your heart.
Like a heart. Yeah, heart
yeah well, that's it. That's the one. I just assumed choking.
Oh, you made that part up.
He wasn't breathing.
Yeah, so you made
so
that
I
part
just
up.
Assumed that's choking.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, and then they said CPR. I thought it was going to say Heimlich.
So you just kind of guessed, and then once you got there.
Yeah, once I got there, I didn't understand it. They were different. So got she it, starts
is
doing.
Is she even in nursing school?
Is it even at Wendy's?
It is definitely Wendy's, and the person was in cardiac arrest. She called 911. It was doing CPR. Got him breathing right before the EMS arrived. And then she went back to work. Saved his life.
Yeah.
I would think she wouldn't go back to work and have a normal day.
Like take the rest of the day off?
I would think she would be celebrated or like she'd be a little bit fried.
Yeah, you know, I think they gave her a parade.
Just went through a lot. Well, a parade, probably not that instant. but maybe like the mayor comes up and gives her something. But I'm just saying, you're going to go back and take orders again. You wouldn't be able to focus.
That's crazy.
Because you'd be reliving it in your head over and over again. And think about how you're taking an order at your job and you see something that might be weird, maybe not. And you leave, you commit to going out. It's like when there's a fire in a house and someone kicks in the door and saves people.
Yeah,
I'd be
awesome.
Like, I don't know if that's a real fire or not. Is that a fireplace? Is it a decoration? But good for her. She committed.
Yeah, and here's her talking about it.
I didn't panic visibly, but in the back of my head, I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? Like, I kind of short-circuited a little bit before I was like, girl, you know how to do CPR. Get over here and do these chest compressions.
Now she's exhausted. She shouldn't have to go back to work. She should get a day off. All right, Lunchbox, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.